Hi, parents and students. Today is June 1st, Friday, and we are out for the weekend. We've got one full day left and two half days coming up on Tuesday and Wednesday. So I'm going to start, like usual, with our announcements that are going on in the fifth grade. What you need to know is that Monday is going to be a regular day of school. We will start to clean out our lockers, clean our desks, and kind of clear things around the classroom, but we will still have some activities that are due that students haven't turned in to me yet. Even though I wanted all grades to already be in, if your student is still getting a couple more assignments finished, I don't mind grading those on Monday. I just needed to make sure that I knew at this point who needed to be retained in the fifth grade based on their grades. So let's go ahead and talk about what kind of assignments went home. Nothing went home. I am done grading officially, again, unless anybody has any late work coming in, and I would be happy to grade that. The only thing about late work, one more time, because I had somebody turn it in today, is nothing from homework that is over a week late. I don't do that. Never. Secondly, let's just get into social studies. In today's lesson, students actually just assessed what they knew. They took two different tests for me. The first test was a geography test where they identified countries and bodies of water in Europe. They also identified different continents like Asia and Africa as we understood how important they were to the age of exploration. They identified the Atlantic Ocean, the Mediterranean Sea, Italy, the United Kingdom, Spain, Portugal, France, and the Netherlands. They also identified Iceland and Greenland because we learned that the Vikings explored both of those countries before coming to America before Christopher Columbus, 500 years before. So they turned both of those in today. 5B did not get to that test today. They got to the geography test, but they did not get to the other test that we took today because we had an hour-long talent show, and I thought it would be way shorter and we would get to it, but instead we'll have to get it done Monday. We are planning on them taking it first thing in the morning just to make sure that they get that done, and I can, again, look at, you know, is everybody passing? Did anybody, you know, do so terrible on the test that now they're in danger? Anything like that. And if that happens, of course, I would let you know. So the other test was about the age of exploration. It was multiple choice, 33 questions, different things like who discovered Florida, who did Christopher Columbus sail for, where did he land, how many voyages did he have, all kinds of questions like that. And again, multiple choice, so they had four options, and some of the answers were very silly, and they should know better than to select those. Students who did their timeline and their Pictionary were able to use those on the test because I wanted them to do well. Unfortunately, a lot of students did not complete those projects, which were due today. Students had those projects for over a month now, and they were assignments that I had told them, you know, this is what you should be working on whenever you have downtime, especially at the beginning of social studies when they get those free 5 minutes to pull out their stuff and work on those. And they were drawing pictures and coloring them, so it wasn't anything super laborious. So that was social studies. That was it for that class. In language arts, students worked on their word study packet. 5A was able to finish that today and turn it in. Please check their grade, and if you see they didn't turn it in, make sure that they do work on that over the weekend, because for some reason I did not get everybody's. I didn't have anybody with no names today, so that was good. So anybody that did turn it in got it in the grade book. 5B did get to finishing that for the most part. Please check with your child to make sure that they do have it done, and if not, go on Edmodo and have them finish it up. The entire packet should be done. We're not taking a test on it. It was just a skill that the students are still working on, so I still wanted them to practice their context clues, synonyms, antonyms, all of those things, adding suffixes to words to make them fit the sentences, all good things that we practice every single week. So that is the only other thing that I'm grading for language arts. Also, one more thing I want to mention about that, though, is I did already collect Bridge to Terabithia's reading question packet. Students should have turned that in. If you would check their grades, you can see whether or not they did. If a student did not turn it in, I gave them a 15 out of 30 because I knew that they were working at it at times in class because they had lots and lots of times to work on it in class. But I didn't give them a number of, you know, I didn't give them 10 minutes to ever work on it. It was more like, okay, 5 minutes, go ahead and answer as many questions as you can. And then the rest that they couldn't get to went home. So lots of students turned that in, but we do have a couple students that have not yet. If students haven't finished reading the book because they were absent multiple days, I did send emails to some of the students with the audiobook, and if your child did not get that email, I'd be happy to send that to them. So that's about it. Everything else is basically wrapping up. The only other thing I want to say is that on Tuesday we'll have our pizza and movie party. Students can dress down, bring treats if you would like to share with the class. I'm going to bring some popcorn for the students. The school is going to buy pizza, so we do have some snacks to eat. But if you wanted to bring anything else to make it more festive, we'd appreciate it. We'd be more than happy to do that and pass those out. That's about it. All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any suggestions, any questions, comments, please let me know. You can always reach me on Dojo or Edmodo, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can. Have a good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.